He's a nationally board certified teacher with a master's in secondary science education. He taught for 23 years in Oakland, California, and is the author of the blog Living in Dialogue. Welcome to Busted Pencils, our activist of the week, Anthony Cody. Anthony, the first time I discovered your blog was when it was featured in Ed Week. How did that come about?
I started working on national policy stuff with something called the Center for Teaching Quality, which was headquartered in North Carolina. And there was a protege of Linda Darling Hammond's by the name of Barnett Berry, who was running that. So he was looking for people to work on a project, a report, actually, on teacher pay. And so she recommended me. I got hooked up with CTQ and then with something called the Teacher Leaders Network. They had a relationship with EdWeek, where they were providing EdWeek with articles and blogs and so on. I started getting some stuff published through that in EdWeek, and then eventually got the blog back in 2008.
Why the title?
Well, that title was suggested by John Norton, who was working with the Teacher Leaders Network at the time, and it's sort of connected to the letter from Birmingham Jail that Martin Luther King wrote, where he talked about, we have not spend enough time in dialogue with one another. And so, you know, it was a time, 2008 was a time of rising contention over a lot of issues related to education reform. And so I thought it was important to stake out some space for real critical dialogue. And that's what I tried to do with the blog. You know, I tried to use the blog to engage my readers in dialogue and also to engage, you know, people in power in some critical dialogue, like people at the Department of Education or at the Gates Foundation, people that were responsible or sponsoring some of these asinine reforms.
Yeah, so Anthony, living in dialogue, it's a beautiful sentiment. Looking back now over the years, are we living in dialogue?
Well, it's dialogue of a sort. It's a rather frustrating form of dialogue where I think, you know, it's sort of like Horton Hears a Who. You know, we're down in Whoville trying to get ourselves heard. Sometimes it feels like that, and we don't always feel like we are heard. One of the things I did, I started a thing called Teacher's Letters to Obama. We had a conversation with Secretary Duncan. This was back in 2010, and that sort of led into the organizing the Save Our Schools March. And some of the folks who were involved in the Save Our Schools March had been involved in that Teacher's Letters to Obama. We sort of realized we weren't being heard just as, you know, in this polite state of saying, please, sir, you know, why don't you listen to people who know what they're talking about instead of these economists who don't know anything about what happens in a classroom.
You know, in one way, maybe the dialogue hasn't gone both ways with, say, people pushing draconian or, as you just said, asinine reforms, Anthony. But one of the things I think living in dialogue has done over the years, and for me, you know, first of all, it introduced me to you and the dialogue between bloggers and activists that you've promoted has been, you know, that has been priceless.
Yeah, well, you know, I think it'd be interesting to look back at Living in Dialogue and see all the people who got their first published words in there.
Right, I was one of them. You invited me.
You were one of them.
Yeah.
Peggy Robertson, who's been very active in Save Our Schools. A lot of people that, you know, I was kind of had my, you know, network out looking for people that were writing or saying interesting things and would invite them to comment. And that was the time, or to write for guest posts. And that was before. Now we sort of take it for granted there's literally hundreds of people blogging about education from a critical standpoint. But back in 2008, 2009, that really wasn't the case. So I think Living in Dialogue did help to sort of build some of that momentum.
Living in Dialogue is not on EdWeek. Living in Dialogue has gone independent. So what's that about? How did that happen? How's that going?
Well, I took it independent in 2014, and so after 6 years at Education Week, and you know it's going okay. I felt at the time that it was really important to have sort of independent outlet for critical viewpoints that weren't sort of controlled by, even though Education Week is a nonprofit, it's largely driven by foundation funding. And although they didn't really try to control my message, I just felt that it was really a value to me to, and to the sort of the movement that was growing, to have our own outlet that were independent. So I partnered with Vincent Precht, who's a teacher in Los Angeles. He's very into video, and so he's been doing a great job at sharing videos from around the country. I sort of have my niche of issues that I'm particularly expert in related to the Gates Foundation, some of the teacher evaluation stuff, some of the assessment, the role of technology. Some of those things are things where I feel like sometimes I have something, you know, insightful to say.
The blog is Living in Dialogue. They can get there by going to livingindialogue.com now because it is independent. Thanks for all that you do and all the writing. And Jed, what do we say?
Yeah, I just want to say you've made a really important impact on the blogosphere. And Anthony Cody, keep busting those pencils, man.
All right.